boys and girls, it's so good to see so many smiling faces today. And I saw that someone noticed that I brought a kitty cat with me. Well, I brought this kitty because the story I have to share with you today is about kittens. It's a story about three kittens. Yeah. So I just have to tell the story about, they're actually my three kittens that ended up being my three cats. So this is what happened. The very first kitty was lost in a tree at my sister-in-law's house. And it was a cute little kitty. He was big enough that he could climb up the tree and get himself very stuck in the tree. He was a white and gray kitty, very soft and fluffy, and my sister-in-law got him down from the tree, and she said, "Oh, I just love this kitty. Don't you want a kitty?" And I said, "I'll think about it." Well, after I met the kitty, my heart just went out to the kitty, and I said, "I guess I'm just going to have to take this kitty." And my daughter was very excited. So we took that kitty home, and we adopted that kitty, and we took care of that kitty, and that kitty became part of our family. And it was just so much fun. And we played with the kitty. And then one day, I used to teach school, and so when I was at school, there was another kitty. And he was out in the parking lot, if you can imagine. And he was the tiniest little black kitty with a little white spot on his face. And that kitty was abandoned. That kitty was left in the parking lot. And one of the teachers said to me, "There's a kitten in the parking lot. I can't go get it because if I pick it up, I'll take it home." And I said, "Well, I think I can go get it." So I went and I picked up the next kitty. This was about 6 months after we'd gotten our first kitty. Went down there, and the kitty was so tiny, it just barely fit in my hand, and I had to take it home, and I had to feed it with a special dropper, and I had to nurture it and take care of it. And then my husband said, "Oh, this is such a cute kitty. We have to keep this kitty." So we then adopted a second kitty, and then that kitty became part of our family, and that kitty played with the other kitty when they got used to each other. And we fed the kitties and we played with them, and they liked to curl up and sleep with us, and they were so much fun, and they're just part of our family. So about 2 years later, these kitties were pretty big kitties, and they'd become full-grown cats. And my husband and I went on a walk, and we said, "Well, we usually go for a mile walk and just get some exercise," and we decided that on this particular day, we could go a second mile. So we said, "Okay, we'll go one more mile," and we walked around, and then, if you can only believe it, we heard this meow, meow, and we looked up on the hill and up in a tree. Oh my goodness, there was a kitten, another kitten, a black kitten, that was stranded up in this tree. And we tried to call the kitty down, and we tried to call the kitty down, and we could not get him down. So my husband went up the hill, and he climbed up and reached the kitten. We took that kitten all over the neighborhood and tried to find where that kitten belonged. And nobody would claim the kitten. Nobody at all. So we said, "Oh no, now we're gonna have another kitty." Well, we actually took that kitty home, and we called him 2 Mile for a long time. But then he got a different name. And we adopted that kitty, too. And we took all those kitties, and we loved them, and we fed them, and we took care of them, and they became a part of our family. And, you know, I started thinking about how that happened, and I started thinking about how that Jesus adopts us, each one of us, into his family, and we become a part of the family of God because Jesus loved us so very much, and he adopts us into our family. And so I want you to remember that, that Jesus loves you so much, and that you are an adopted part of the family of God. Have a great Sabbath, and remember to collect. you for listening so nicely.
Praise the Lord for Chloe and her willingness to come up here and give the early version of the scripture.